Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Hi, it's our Sunday together. I'm coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia today. I'm at a convention here and going on to Mississippi to do a Christmas film for Hallmark, and then to Dallas, and then back to Mississippi, and finally to home, and hopefully on to Hawaii with my family. We'll have to see how things pan out. And boy, that's the first thing I want to talk to you about is, was the channel ever right about 3 years ago when, remember when they said, those who are able to adapt will survive and be happier. Every moment is a moment of adaptation. It always has been, guys, but it is more at the forefront now. So the more you can be with the flow and adapt to what is presented to you and not resistant, but embrace it, make the best out of it, the happier your world's going to be. I also want to talk to you about keeping your word. Dear God, it's up everywhere. And it's up in little tiny subtle ways, too. Hotel that I'm staying at has signs posted, big signs posted, face masks required. So I walked into the lobby last night after dinner. And there was about 12 people in there, and two of them had a face mask on. Why is it so hard for us to play by the rules? Why do we want to put our middle finger up to the rules that are in place? I don't get it, but I hope if you're part of this community that you're part of the people who embrace and respect the rules that are in place. Of course, they're meant to harm people. I mean, like, it was a rule that all the Jewish people during the Holocaust had to report, right? So, yes, there is discretion to be made, but on most parts, it's just so simple. We went to dinner last night. We had made a reservation. There were five of us, including Barry Bostwick, a friend of mine. And I said, look, I'd love to go with you guys, but only if we sit outside. I'm not sitting inside during the pandemic. So we got up there. We were there exactly at 7:30, and they said, oh, we're sorry, we gave your table away. I said, what do you mean? We had a reservation at 7:30 on the patio. Well, the patio reservations aren't guaranteed. I said, well, nobody told us that when we were making these reservations. So we assumed we had a table on the patio. And I, to tell you the truth, made kind of a big deal about it. And I went back in and talked to the manager. I said, this isn't okay. This isn't a good way for you to run a restaurant because we all expect to abide by the rules. Yeah, well, we're really sorry. I said, well, you can absorb some of the cost for our dinner, which they did. And that's not the point. So we stayed and we waited 20 minutes for a table we should have had at the time we were agreed to, that was the rule we had all agreed to. So I'm asking all of you to look at where in your life you might be able to address this and bring yourself more in alignment with the rules for yourself and, of course, for the greater good of everybody. So the last thing is a lot of people are leaving, guys. A lot of people are dying. Lots. And, you know, I wrote my e-blast about my beautiful friend Susan. She passed at the end of the week last week. I had just come home from spending some hours reading to her and sitting with her and holding her hand, and she passed about 3 hours later. I'm getting so many emails about people who are passing in one way or another. And so I checked in with the channel, and it said to go to core belief number 11, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And that's a signal that many of us are putting out to the universe and to the world. We're literally saying that to the world, you know, because we are focusing on all the negatives and the challenges, of which there are many. And subconsciously we're going, well, the world gone to hell in a handbasket, and it doesn't have time for me, so I'm out of here. So we want to know that the world always comes forward for us, always has time for us, and that we stay present and vital in this world, creating what we want. The last thing is, I'm involved in a group chat, you know, over text with a bunch of actresses. And they all ask me, what the heck is going on? We're all doing these great auditions and we're not booking. And I said, well, I'll have to do work individually. And the channel stopped me and said, no, you can tune in to the group just like you turn into a person who is doing a personal session with you. So this is breaking news in our community. Never really given that information before. Although when I look back on the work, we've kind of been doing it, but not consciously. So I'm going to tap in right now. I did not do this before the show started, to the group of people in this community and the highest guidance that we need and are calling forward at this time. Sheets, book, song. Well, I'm going to a movie, and the first thing that came in is E.T., and E.T. is not usually the first thing that comes in for me, as funny as that may seem. So what was E.T. about? E.T. was about opening your heart, keeping your heart light on, being a friend, being present, and doing whatever you have to do to get back to the home of you. So I'm saying to this group in this community, our intention, our focus, our claim, our demand is that our hearts are open, front and back, and merged with our whole brains. Our chakras are open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. Our hara lines are straight, strong, and through the ID point, so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. We demand all energy to create this with us now and consistently. And so it is. So I get up every morning and tell your heart to open, guys. Say, my intention for the day is to be love and be loved by all energy. I am a friend to the world, and the world is a friend to me. And so it is. All right, can I go to the callers? Yes. All righty, we are going to be starting with Peg in Wisconsin. Hi, you're on.
Hi there, good morning, and thank you for that opening prayer, if you want to call it. That was, I felt it. It was great.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm also with you when you say keep your word. That issue has bugged me my whole life, so thank you for addressing that.
You bet.
Yeah, so my question today is around fatigue. I've had a problem with it for a long time, but it seems to be different recently. So my questions are, is it cellular, like at the mitochondria level? Is it diet? Is it system? I can't figure out what it is.
Okay, Goobers. Peg, it's spiritual. I was testing it while you were talking. When I say physical, it goes to no mental. But we know that if we have stuff up in our energy and we don't address it, it will affect us physically. Right?
Right.
So it's spiritually, sheets, book, give me a song. Any song that pops in.
I don't know the name. It's an old song. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lo.
Yeah. Okay. So there is something in your energy spiritually that is negative that keeps on a loop. It's like on a loop, and it keeps repeating itself. And it started around 5 years old. Your mom is the key in to it. What did your mom model to you about the joy of the world?
That I didn't deserve it.
Okay. Is that the highest place we're going? Yes, ma'am. Good job. Okay. So would you like to write a new story, or do you want to keep telling that one?
I do not want to keep telling that one.
Okay, so what story are you going to tell, Peg?
I do deserve it.
You deserve what?
I deserve the joy and the happiness that I am.
Yes, and the experience of that.
Okay.
Okay, that's a really important integral part of it. That, guys, we know what we think we deserve, but we are demanding that we live in the experience of it right now and continue.
Okay.
You know? Now, can you feel the energy coming in when you do that?
Okay, give me a minute. Yes, wow. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I could feel it when I said it.
Mm-hmm.
That we are demanding that we live in the experience of love and joy and lots of beautiful energy and the next word is faithfulness in those things. We have faith that we live in the experience of those things. Wow, what a great start to the show, Peg. So invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. We are the experience of divine love. And so it is. All right, Peg. That's your answer. Yeah, awesome, huh?
Yeah,
so
really.
I would get up every day and go, all right, universe, I am living in the experience of this, and I am filled with that joyful energy of it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby cakes. Thank you. Woohoo! What a start. All right, Maria, you're on. What's up?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Guess who was on Touched by an Angel the last 5 minutes? I popped on my TV on a rare moment.
Oh, dear God. Well, I'll get another 5 minutes in the mail. That was a long time ago. Oh, funny. What can I help you with, baby?
One of my things that I used to do, and I was like, okay, what's this message? So I'm trying to figure out, I'm having this odd thing with my intuition and trying to make decisions and functioning during the day. It's like
let me stop you right there, because you kind of, that was an oxymoron. Your intuition does not work with trying to figure things out. So which way do you want to go? To your heart or to your mind?
To my heart.
Yep, that's where all the answers are, guys, in your heart. So what's your question?
I just seem turned off when it's daylight and I suddenly just can.
I want to know what your question is.
How do I clear that up so I can function better and be more clear in my knowing?
Okay. So how can I be more clear and knowing during the daytime? Is that your question?
And just making certain decisions that are just. My left part of my brain is like dark. Like I have this sensation of it just being dark.
I don't want you to go to your brain, Maria. I want you to go to your heart. Your heart doesn't go dark, ever. And your brain, by the way, doesn't go dark, the channel is saying, unless you have a belief system that's supports that. So what the channel gave Peg is a lot of what they're giving you.
Mm-hmm.
So go to your heart and demand clarity and joy around that clarity and your knowing. So let me ask you, do you get up every day and go, today I know and I'm clear? Do you get up every day and do that? No.
Not those specific words, no.
Well, okay, but guys, I give you this every week. Every week I give you this. Get up and direct your day to powerfully claim only what you want. Only what you want. Okay? I want you to start doing that powerfully through love from your heart, and then let's see if you're not clear, because I know you will be, Maria. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right, Miss Emily in Lena in Oklahoma, you're on. I'll come back to Emily. Hi.
So, two things. One, I'm looking for a new job, and I'm kind of not sure what to claim around that. But secondly, you just talked about how our hearts don't go dark, but I want to say about a year and a half ago, maybe a little bit longer, when I was doing my visualizations of bringing energy in, I actually started to see, instead of like my heart in like a color, it actually started in my visualizations looking black.
Nope, it goes right to no.
Okay.
Goes right to no, Lena. Who's in charge of that?
Okay. Me.
Yeah, your heart and your brain and your mind don't go dark, guys, if you don't have a belief system that supports that. So my heart is joyful. It's open. Okay. All right. And that's the same thing that I want to give you about finding a job, which you keep going from job to job to job to job.
I do, and that's, it's like...
Well, but you define yourself as the god of Lena who's always looking for a job. And if you're always looking for a job, you can't have a steady job. Do you understand that concept?
I do. And when it comes to, like, seeing me in a job long term, part of me, like, consciously doesn't know what that is. Because, like, I know that from I did security for all those years, which I did great at, you know, and I wasn't around a lot of people because I realized yesterday at work that I sometimes don't like being around lots and lots and lots of people every single day.
Okay, so I am working at a long-standing job that has all the attributes that make me happy. And write them down. Write down everything you want in a long-standing job. But, Lena, I'm telling you, if you go back and play all of the shows and listen to your questions, you will say a positive, and then you will connect it with a negative. And a lot of us do that, guys. And you're not going to get what you want as long as you're doing that. Because you're stating the positive, and then you're saying, but I can't, or I can't see me doing it, or then you just negate all the positive that you put out. Do you understand? I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face. I believe so. You only ask for what you want. You only focus on what you want. Period.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
Okay.
There's a core belief ringing in. Hold on. This page here. 6, 6, 6, 30, 31, 2. Yeah, I have to sabotage what I want or need. And that's what you're doing. I want this, but that's sabotage, guys. Anybody out there that's going, I'm going to create this, but I want to create this, but if there's a but in there, you are sabotaging your creation and manifestation. Okay?
Okay.
No buts. If
no
answer
buts.
But.
Got it.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
You bet. Miss Emily in California, you're on. Hi, sweetheart. I can't understand you. I can't understand you. It's very muffled.
Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay, great. I've been redirecting this core belief, the one that said, if I give my life to God, I will be alone, penniless, and banished. And I want to know what I need to bring into alignment to put this down completely.
Yeah, there's one word. Will you tell me what your positive is?
I've been saying lots of different things, but I am at home as God of me in my freedom, and I am happy. I am welcomed, loved, celebrated, and prospered in my health, wellness, and wealth.
Okay, add the word now.
Now.
Yeah.
Great.
Because you're seeing it in the future.
The
moment we create in, guys, is right now. You don't want the money 2 years from now. You want it to come in now, don't you?
Right. Yes.
There's also a belief going on there saying that it takes time, things around. Well, it doesn't. It can happen in the snap of a finger. It can happen in a week. It can happen in a month. Sometimes it takes 2 months if it's a real, real deep core thing that you have to consciously keep on top of yourself to redirect. But what's 2 months after a lifetime of not manifesting what you want, guys? It's nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay? Absolutely.
I'm not getting anything else, Emily. So.
Okay, amazing.
And they want you to know you're on the right track. Just don't abandon it right before it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Got it.
All right,
got
thank
it.
You.
I love you, thank you.
I love you too. That's another thing we do, guys, is we go, oh my God, well it hasn't, you know, I must not be doing it right, blah, 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 right before it's ready to manifest for us. Anna in New York, you're on.
Hi, thank you.
Hi,
Dee.
Baby Kate.
So my question is exactly what you started the show with. Last time we spoke, I told you that Patty was given 6 months, and she left on the 25th, so it was less than 30 days.
Okay.
And RBM is still on the planet. So I'm just interested in what the
What's your question, Anna?
My question is, how is it that we choose to leave? Because it's pretty much what you said about your friend leaving as well. She left within 3 hours of your visit.
We choose to leave when we have totally completed the lesson that we're supposed to have, that we chose to come into to get. I believe the name of the book, I'm sorry I'm not home so I don't have it, is Messages from the Light.
Okay.
Might email me. I'm not going to be home until the end of the month. I'm pretty sure it's Messages from the Light, written by a medium, George, somebody. And he goes into all this. We're not going to understand it on this plane, but the afterlife of Billy Fingers goes into it also. Why did he have to be a drug addict? Well, when he gets to the other side, he's, now I understand why I created all that stuff, the lessons I learned now that I have retrospect on it are invaluable to me for my lifetime and for the lifetime over here. You know, my brother held on for what, 18 days? Susan, we had lunch a week and a half before he passed. But I think I shared with you guys when I was leaving, I said, try and take a nap. She said, I'm afraid I won't wake up. And both her kids said, Mom, you're going to wake up. And I said, no, Susan, one of these times you won't wake up here, but you will wake up there.
Okay.
You know, so many times they're waiting for us to be okay.
Well, Joe, her husband, is so heartbroken, he can't even talk. So I just wanted to know what, you know, like what the...
Well, you need to help him honor her decision.
Right.
Because nobody leaves without choice. I was
right.
talking to my friend at dinner about that last night. And I don't know why they're holding on. I don't know why they're holding on. I said, it really doesn't matter. Can you honor their choice to hold on and
yeah.
allow them to create what they need to create? You see, we want to control it all. We can't. You know you can't control for another person.
Right.
But especially when people have learned their lesson and they're ready to leave on a soul level, there's no way we're going to understand that till we get over there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'm asking, baby. I don't get any other information to give you. And you have asked the right question, okay?
terrific. Thanks.
You bet, sweetheart.
Lots of love.
I know. It's hard, guys. It's so many people. If you read my emails, so many people. Michael, in Connecticut, you're on.
Great. I have a question for you. In computer programming, there's a concept called the global operator that affects everything. What affirmation or intent could I state that would activate all of the other positive intents that I have?
I am divine love, Michael. That's always your highest claim. Open your heart. Go to love. Claim that you are love. Because
okay.
The more we are the frequency of love, the more the universe responds to everything we want to create.
Cool.
Okay?
And I have just one thing to say. Hoo-ah!
Yeah, indeed. All right, but you've gotten this message before. Now I want you to apply it.
Rah!
All right. Goodbye.
Take care.
My little Marine. Okay, Heather in Montana, you're on.
Hello. I wanted to say that I am so enjoying getting what your message is. I've been working on creating something, and I finally connected the pieces of why in the Bible Jesus always gave gratitude before he manifested something. It's because gratitude is in the heart, and it's home. And so,
It's also completion, Heather.
And that's...
That you know that the minute you ask, it is given to you. It's done. It's completed. But, you know, we're so ingrained in that, I got to keep working on it. I got to keep working on it. Well, you don't have to keep working on it. You just have to, every day, hold yourself in each moment of joyous creation, because that's where you're creating. Sometimes the universe and the world will throw stuff at us, and in order to protect ourselves, we're taught to shut down, close our hearts, close our chakras, go into doubt, use our brains, right? Our minds is the better word. And it's not the way to go. So that's why they're saying direct your day. Do the breathing exercise daily. And then the universe responds to the moments each day that you have claimed. So it's a spiritual maintenance program. You get that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I get
you have another question. What's your other question, baby?
I guess I feel like I haven't in the past, and so I'm kind of emanating the past, and I'm at a point where I finally want to take the power back and create good relationships. And I wanted to see if the guides had any tips for, like, the first big step to move forward.
First of all, you never lost your power. You just haven't exercised it.
Yeah.
So you don't need to get your power back. You just have to start using it consciously. The second thing is, all the other relationships that you've had that you don't want to repeat anymore,
mm-hmm.
You don't bring that into your creation process at all, and you are a little bit. You're going,
okay.
I don't want that. Right?
Yes.
I don't want another asshole like that one. Right?
Yeah.
Well, no. That's telling the universe what you don't want. Your brain thinks in pictures, so you keep seeing what you don't want instead of daydreaming about what you do want. And only focusing and opening your heart and holding love for what you do want. And again, guys, they are reminding you around anything you want, make a whole list of the attributes that you want in this relationship. Not just the guy or the girl, but the relationship itself. We want a relationship where we honor each other. We want a relationship where we respect each other, where both people are complete within themselves. Right?
Absolutely.
Financially stable, healthy. So focus and then go to your love place and feel love around that amazing relationship that has been created the moment you claim it. And then every day, just claim it and feel it. But you see, you have to love you and you have to be clear about what you want in order to bring in the relationship you want, because otherwise you're going, I want this fabulous relationship, but I still think I'm a piece of shit. So who's going to respond to that, Heather?
Piece of shit.
Yeah. So I'm magnificent and I'm marvelous and I'm sexy and I'm sexual and I'm a hot find and come get me.
Okay.
I bet that's not what you've been doing, huh?
I've been doing a lot of observing of like, oh, I noticed that this person, you know, reacted this way to me. I don't want that. And so, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to say what you do want.
Yeah.
What you want, what you want, what you want, what you want. And if you have to go to what you don't want so that you can state the opposite positive of what you do want, that's fine. But don't stay on the this is what I don't want. You got to get to what I want. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby Kate.
Thank you for all your help.
Thank you. Diane in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
Hi,
for taking my call.
Sure.
Your show is so important because it gives you aha, gives us aha moments all the whole show. It's not just about ourselves.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I have been dealing with a medical issue. Well, that's what I'm asking you for. I'm not sure about medical issues since the end of last year, and struggling with it, and it keeps me from being able to move forward with my spiritual path that I'm on.
No, it doesn't. Nothing keeps you from moving forward with your spiritual path. Nothing.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is it keeps me from moving forward as fast as I would like to move. Because I don't know how much is actually physical and how much is actually spiritual emotional.
Good. So that's your question.
My question.
Okay. Again, guys, I'm not a doctor. Everything physical starts in your energy first. So the answer to your question is it is spiritual and it's chemical. And it has become physical.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All right, so let's address the energetic first. Hold on, sheet, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
The Way We Were.
Okay. You're dragging your stories with you, babe. What story are you dragging with you that's helping create? I'm going right to your mom around 4 years old. What did your mom teach you about being healthy?
Gee, I don't know what she taught me about being healthy, but I didn't have a real connection with my mom. She didn't. She didn't really want to be a mom, and
okay, that's your answer right there. So, mom didn't nurture me, therefore I can't nurture me. The answer to your question energetically is you need to nurture yourself more.
Gosh,
and
that's
now,
what I've been trying so hard to do.
Well, that's kind of an oxymoron again. When you try to do something hard, you don't really honor yourself with love.
Okay.
Okay. You choose to get up every day and honor yourself more and nurture. Nurture is the highest word. I would get up every day and go, how can I nurture me more today? Okay? So that's the answer to your energetic question. But they want to give you something. There's something chemically off. In your brain. There's something chemically off, and it can be corrected, and they're saying it can be corrected easily. But there's a chemical imbalance in your brain. Now, can you tell me what the physical challenge is?
Dealing with a gut issue that keeps me in the bathroom every day.
Okay.
And I've lost 30 some. I've lost way over 30 pounds in the last few months without trying to.
Well, when I say hormones, I get a no. They're laughing. They're saying there's a lot of people on the show that are going, wow, could I have that imbalance?
I know. I understand that.
Just to bring in a little humor, right? Okay. There is a doctor, but it's some kind of specialist that deals with chemical imbalances. And it's going to my big yes. I'm not a doctor. You need to check in with yourself, okay, about this. Definitely a doctor. And I say physically, it's in your – okay, hold on. Shit. Now there's a whole big picture coming in here. So this lack of nurturing – has affected this chemical imbalance, no, pardon me, created this chemical imbalance, which has thrown the imbalance off in your gut. Because, you know, your gut will mirror to us. It's kind of a picture of your whole chemical and physical makeup, your gut. So what's the highest guidance? That's the right question. Start asking, claiming, demanding that you be taken to the right doctor who will chemically be able to correct this in your brain. When I say osteopath, I get a no. Chiropractor, I get a no. It's a medical doctor that specializes in this somehow. Can I get any more specific? No, but if you ask, they will guide you to them. But you have to ask, guys. You have to go, okay, I am dedicated and I am commanding that this get cleared up now. Take me to the people who will help me heal this, and I am nurturing myself more so I don't have to experience this anymore. So let's put that in the positive, so that I can experience and in my brain. That's what you want to direct. Okay?
Oh, that sounds good. Real fast, do you see parasites? And I mean, I've been told maybe that I have parasites, and I'm wondering if that comes up at all.
Well, they say that's not the right question because pretty much everybody does.
Okay.
The right question is, are parasites creating this? This is interesting. The answer is yes, and they're energetic. So again, we're back to, if we don't nurture ourselves, guys, we are parasitically sabotaging our own health. We are eating ourselves by not nurturing and taking care of ourselves.
Wow. You've been very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Well, now, hold on. Now they want to give you the highest way you can nurture. Now we're going to a core belief. Oh, good. This page, 1 through 5, 2, 3. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying.
Wow.
What do you want? What do you want in your health?
In my health?
Yeah.
I want to be able to have my health well enough that I can move forward and work on my spirituality. I mean, that's
okay.
I want to be a help to the world.
I don't ever want you guys to say I want to. I am moving forward and bringing all my chemical balance into my brain and my body. And every day that allows me to move forward in my spirituality.
I love it.
That's what you want.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Boy, that was a mini private for everybody, baby. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Miss Vicky in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Okay, hi. My question today is around one of Joe Dispenza's healings. A friend sent me last night one of Joe's recent documented videoed healings. And
yeah.
I would like to ask the channel, these people get up at 4:30 in the morning to do their meditation, to affect the pineal, and to do the breath work. And for us to do our breath work and to do know what core beliefs we're working on and to be dedicated to the 10 minutes a day, would that be equivalent? I mean, these are huge healings, but I'm just asking.
Okay,
it's
Vicky, you believe, it's delivered to you. So before you ever finished it, for them,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They need to get up at 4:30 to do that.
Okay. It makes so much sense.
If we believe that directing our day and doing the 10-minute breathing exercise opens our pineal and creates massive healings in our physical bodies and in our brains, then it does.
Ah, okay.
But you see,
beautiful.
what his community has over ours is that they believe more in the science,
right?
And so their belief systems are more in place.
Hmm. Hmm.
Well, that's staggering for me to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit. All right, so as a community then, I'm tapping into, they're saying the most important science that we can prove is that when we come forward, take time for ourselves, nurture ourselves in every way, that we see miraculous results. So you either believe it or you don't believe it, guys. But you can't believe it if you keep looking for it. You see, they just get up and do it. And what I've heard today is we keep looking for it. And if you keep looking for it, you have to keep looking for it because that's how you're defining finding it. Do you understand? You're not looking for it. You are it. You just have to know you're it. And then the healing happens. Will you send that to me? Will you send that link to me? Because I want to do more work around this. And I'm really glad you brought this up because it's something the community needs to know.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's two. I'll send you both. They're, you know, they're amazing. But
I brought a lot of his work forward in Creation Station.
I know. Well, you mentioned him a lot, and there's a lot of similarities. And look, Dee, you mentioned science a lot. You always try to bring in heart math and things like that. So, and Dawson Church, and you know.
Yep, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And this community. Hold on. They want us to know spirituality is science, but only if your belief system is strong. And science is spirituality, but only when that belief system is strong. You know, they've done all kinds of scientific tests to prove that if the scientists are leaning one way or another toward the result, it'll change the result.
Yeah, that placebo thing too. Yeah.
So do we believe that directing our day and the breathing exercise creates the lives we want? I do, because I have proof. So I do not ever go a day without doing that, ever. And if I get challenged during the day, I stop myself in the moment and redirect it. And little miracles happen to me every day, guys, all the time. But you got to believe. So on that note, we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Thank you for that, Vicki. Send me that way, please.
Yes, I will. Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you. All right, guys. Say it loud, say it proud, and say it like you know it. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.